My two cents. Digitalization is driving the cost of content creation to zero, and the format business reduces the cost of failure. But the cost of content is still escalating, which is the justification for mergers and acquisitions. It's a mess out there. By Dom Serafini. Two recent books, both coincidentally from Italy, are animating the international TV debate. One, Unbundling Entertainment, was written in English by Giovanni Pede. The other, The Scripted Formats, was written in Italian by Maria Chiara Duranti. Pede is a Rome, Italy-based former entertainment lawyer, an ex-SVP of Paramount Global Distribution. His digital-only book, reviewed in this issue, is self-published, US $9.99. Duranti, a former expert, is a professor at the University of Sacred Heart in Milan, Italy. Her book has been published both in print and digitally by Carocci Editore of Rome, Italy, €16, or US $19. Duranti's book makes the case for two types of formats, scripted and non-scripted, with the former reserved for fiction, drama, and the latter for unscripted or reality TV shows. Both books describe their subjects' histories well. Duranti credits the origin of format sales to Associated London Script, a company founded by Beryl Virtue, who licensed the first format, the BBC's Hancock's Half Hour, to Finland's public TV network in 1960. However, Duranti doesn't mention the fact that others have credited Italian-American Mike Bongiorno with doing it first, after he brought the American version of the $64,000 question to Italian public TV in 1955 under the title of Lascia o Raddoppia. He also hosted the Italian version of the show. The international licensing of formats was initially easier to do for game and quiz shows, but later both reality and drama formats began to be sold as well, often under the term remake. Meanwhile, in his book, Pede explained how vertical integration failed, how technology caused people's tastes to change, the terrible deals that the U.S. studios made to sell Netflix their library material and make its streaming service a viable competitor, and how the streaming wars triggered a brutal consolidation endgame based on a scale-or-fail imperative. Subsequently, Pede argues that the entertainment industry is in the grip of two simultaneous massive disruptions. The internet with digitalization, which is driving the cost of distribution towards zero, circumventing the traditional middlemen, and generative AI, which is driving the cost of content creation towards zero. All of these issues were predictable and predicted. Nevertheless, entertainment executives went ahead with them, and now the sector is paying the price. It would be nice to have a picture or a book of what the solution should be, rather than the oft-cited suggestion of further consolidation. For Duranti, the challenge is less intense, but still important in view of Pede's review of entertainment's massive disruptions, as he believes that digitalization brought the cost of content creation towards zero. Duranti believes that formats reduced the chance for failures since the shows are already known to be successful elsewhere and thus reduce costs. As for producers, distributors, and TV outlets, the cost of content is far from zero. It actually keeps escalating. And that is all the justification corporations need for consolidation. This has been My Two Cents by Dom Serafini.